Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's very special, isn't it, today? Because we've got a guest with us today. Ooh. We have...
Yes.
We do?
Isn't that Bones?
Wait, what shit, no, it's not. Yeah.
What
Bones?
The? That's more light culture sounding body.
This is Chris Barry. He's a famous UK English actor.
Should I see if I can paint a H on my forehead for now? Yeah. Try and find a marker pen.
There's yes, so who are you, sir? Who are you, good sir? Do you want to tell us a
who
bit about
who is this
yourself?
Man that's entered our podcast?
You very kindly invited me, but yeah, so my name's Matt. I'm the leader of Anubis Gaming in the UK, so we started running Destiny events about a year and a half ago, kind of entered the community with a little bit of a bang. Had the pleasure of meeting most of you guys. Yeah, so it's been a bit of a whirlwind year, as you guys can probably imagine. Mm. But I'm sure we'll get into more detail later, so thanks very much for having me.
No worries, man.
Spending an hour with you.
Hey, yes.
Absolutely.
Good to have you here.
Yeah. And if you want to do us an intro as well, Link, you can. If you love
why
it.
Why not?
You know, like, because it's tradition.
That's what we do, right? We nothing but professionalism here on the Planet Destiny podcast. Welcome, Poop. Ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 125, the one about the fart. And the last long week until the Destiny 2 beta. That's right, baby. We are just a little bit over a week away. It's almost time. And I know personally, I'm super duper ready to get it. I'm bring it to me. I never got a chance to touch it. Some of you other burgers here did, and I'm mad about it. I'm still mad about it.
I'm glad you invited this guy.
I'm still salty about it, Fallout. We're supposed to be boys, man. You get your hands all over Destiny 2, and I just got to sit there and hold it.
I actually stole a copy that I brought to Guardian Con for you, TBL. So I don't know. It's weird. We are friends. So
was I supposed to get that in real life at a certain convention that might have been held at some indiscriminate point of time?
Yeah.
No one was there, man. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, you know, so Guardian Con happened. We didn't have an episode last week because everybody was still going back home. But why don't y'all talk about it? Because I wasn't there.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There. That's end it. Contribution.
Does anybody have anything?
That's it. It was great.
Is that much of a blur? One sentence is all it takes to cover it.
Yeah, no, it was kind of a blur. But Anubis was there, man. I'm really glad that we got to see each other again. It was pretty...
Yeah, man. Two times now. IRL. Bezzies.
Few times, yeah.
How come you've not got tans? It looked really sunny in all the videos that I know.
Do you think anybody went outside?
You don't get tan from air conditioning, homie. Fucking we're inside.
Yeah, but everyone was drinking. There was like every video that I saw, people were drinking at some lovely outdoor bar thing that looked really nice and stuff. And
The only time I had for drinking, it was already nighttime by the time I got anywhere to drink. So,
oh, right.
You know. I do my drinking
so
locked in the hotel room by myself at the hotel.
You kind of go outside and guys is amazing for 5 minutes. And it's like, okay, enough's enough now. 95% humidity.
I try to avoid being outside, to be inside in Florida, America's armpit, the smelliest, hottest garbage state out there. Fight me, people. Fight me. If you live in Florida, you want to defend it.
That's some alligators in our backyard.
Catch them.
No.
Alligators live there because it's literally it's like from a prehistoric time, all right? Yeah. Things that shouldn't be alive anymore still live there.
Considerable humidity, isn't there? Like the humidity level is really high.
Is that another storyism? So we've got aluminium. We've got humdidity.
Well, aluminium's correct. Clarify.
Queen
says it's correct.
See, I got the We're both up at shit the bed o'clock as well, so it's like
God love the both of you for being
thank
up.
Thank you.
Too great.
You know what? Gonna be
talk with our dumbasses.
I'd like to just thank Anubis. I'd like to thank Matt
up.
For.
I've gone to bed and done my usual routine. You haven't been to bed, have you, Matt?
I know. I had a power nap. Went to bed at 11 o'clock. Got back up at 2. Put my makeup on, ready for you guys.
Ready
to go.
Professionalism.
Check it out.
You look
got a very thin foundation.
That's amazing.
He always looks that handsome.
I'm proud
of that amount of blush.
But no, seriously, Guardian Con was amazing. I had an amazing, incredible time last year, and I just was so hyped to come back. And it's just like, it's like a weird reunion, you know what I mean? Some people are down there to do nothing but business, and that's totally okay. Shout out to Datto. That guy is a machine. He was working the entire time. Mega and I, like, he had this little area where he would just go stand. And the line to meet Datto, of course, tremendously long around the corner. And everyone's meeting with him. And we're like, wow, he's really working hard. And then Mega and I leave to go fucking eat pizza in the green room or whatever we do, and we're all, yeah. we're all fucking running around being a bunch of idiots, and then literally we come back like 5 hours later and Tato is in the same spot. but God love him. But for everyone else, I mean, everyone else implying people who weren't there to completely work. I'm not just saying it was just Dado and everyone else, but it was kind of like a weird family reunion. You know what I mean? You have this tremendously amazing community. Everyone is so great and they contribute unique things. Like there's the Lego guy, Brick and Nick. You know what I mean? Not everyone is just a YouTuber and or a streamer.
Yeah.
There's so many interesting people in this community and it's just so fucking awesome to connect with all of them and just put names to faces and just hang out. It was great. Link should have been great. There. Yeah,
you're right.
It is
feeling a little bit of bitterness there.
It is like it was like a family reunion in that, you know, there's like that one cousin you don't want to talk to. All that, who, you know, you're just stuck to hang out. Your mom makes you hang out with them the whole time. No, it was wonderful. I was clinging to Fallout. I was like, introduce me to people, please, Dad. That was me the whole time. So yeah,
the networking. Right, I got you.
Amazing, amazingly fun
as well. It's so good to be involved with that. I mean, to see like 2,000 people in the stands screaming about Destiny. Mm-hmm. That's unbelievable.
Oh,
I think everyone's going to remember the Luminosity plays against God Squad and absolutely wrecking their team three teams over and crowd going wild. It was amazing. That's really inspiring, actually, as someone that runs events as well, to be able to see that in the person. Like, makes you want to work hard for Destiny too, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I feel you must feel kind of like Kevin, K-Magic. I mean, like, it's probably building up to the event. You're like, somebody put a gun in my mouth right now. Just kill me. This is awful. I'm never doing this again. And then when you get to the event, it's like it all becomes worth it. Because, you know, you see the people are super happy. They're really hype. Everyone's cheering and having a good time. That tournament was outstanding.
It was.
Absolute highlight of Guardian Con.
Yeah. It was, I don't know, I'm obviously not a super PvP kind of guy, sweat lord, but there were some moments where, like, the whole crowd, everybody's just like, oh, shit, like, at once, and it's like, damn, like, really sucks you in to the intensity. Gorilla. Yeah, oh, yeah. I will always remember Luminosity holding down Rusted Lands, like, holding off like five people.
It
was ridiculous. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
He got his tether back, and he used tether, and then he got it back in 1 minute.
Yeah,
the angles he used to, like, he was getting around the edges of corners that I didn't even know existed. And I was like, how is he? Like, he must have put at least 3 hours into this game to get this good.
At least. I would guess at least minimum of three.
It takes to become a pro in Destiny.
That's fantastic, though.
I went pro after the beta. I put 3 hours in, and then I was like, "All right, I'm starting up my team."
Just shows you the ceiling that Destiny has in terms of like a competitive game, like a tournament level game. I'm glad that Bungie was there to, you know, experience it. Cosmo and Deej came down. Guardian Con is fantastic. I think John Wisniewski was watching on Twitter. I think I saw him tweet out something he was watching. And I mean, obviously we don't think that, like, Bungie's like, oh, the community? Who the fuck are they? What are they doing? What are they? Are they playing tournaments now? Adorable.
I hear they've amassed in some sort of convention.
We know that Bungie is really in touch with, in tune with the community, so we appreciate that. But it's just great to have them there so they can really just experience firsthand how, like, incredible it is. Like, the crowd is cheering, you know, Lupo gets a crazy sniper and it's like, oh! Really, really awesome.
Yes.
But,
a sign of things to come, we hope.
Yes, yeah, hopefully.
Absolutely. And Anubis, you have something like that coming up again, right? Don't you have Get Wrecked 2 coming up?
I do indeed. So, we kind of, this is inspired by kind of sofa gaming back in the kind of early 2000s stuff from me and all the old people were playing together. So we're watching tournaments, like, we play PvP and stuff, but we're never going to be the top 1%. So the whole event is centering around having a comfortable, fun social environment where everyone can compete. So it's not super competitive like the Guardian Con, like, Final Eight tournament was. But it's just a really good opportunity for all the British community to get together in one room. There's a bar in there. We have a few drinks together. We do some PvE stuff for the guys that aren't too serious about PvP. We split the sweaty stuff out for the competitive guys. So Eric Farcog's going to come and join us this year, which is super exciting.
Ooh.
And we have an after party called Guardian Down on a Saturday night as well. So we'll go out and have a few Destiny-themed cocktails in between. But we're super lucky for in terms of community support, we have Bife and Megs and Leo and all the big guys coming to join us. Activision have been great. Like, they always provide prizes for raffles because the whole event's for charity too. So we've had some Titan models, and we get tickets still at the conventions around here and things. And we had some really exciting news this week. There's a guy who lives about 3 hours away from me. He has an absolute wardrobe full of 3D printed guns, and he's got a full-size human hunter wardrobe.
What?
Let's go.
So we're going to do like a Destiny 2 photo booth down there. So we're going to set that up and get everyone together, and it's going to be great fun. So I'm going to have a car full of all that stuff on Wednesday, which is really exciting.
When is it? I mean, when is it? Where and when?
What is it? It's the 22nd and 23rd of July in Birmingham. So Story's hometown. Yeah. Beautiful Birmingham.
Oh, nice.
Oh, so Story can't go because we all know he's banned. He's banned.
Exactly.
Exiled, that's where I'm living.
He was exiled a few years ago, yeah. Mm. It's unfortunate, really.
Rip.
But it's at the Think Tank Science Museum. So we do it to raise money for them and their outreach program. So they do a lot of work with the kids around here and educating them on science. And we've got this amazing museum that's attached to the conference venue that we use. So everyone's got gets tickets as a part of the event to kind of walk around and look at the exhibits. And
that's cool.
Planetarium and all that kind of stuff. So. Ooh. Super cool. So it's slightly different format to Guardian Con. So it's centered around everybody playing as much as possible while we're there. And obviously we got pretty lucky with the Destiny 2 beta dropping at the same time. So we're going to be the first community to play Destiny 2 together. So we're going to see if we can screw the matchmaking like we used to and do some PvP showcases on stream with them.
Oh,
we've got the I Am guys, Ozzy and Lammy and those guys coming down. So we're going to get them set up and see if we can... do some fun stuff with that.
Going old school with the matchmaking, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The first event we ran, private matchmaking, wasn't actually announced until about 3 months before the event. So you can imagine my response when that finally happened, because that would have been a little bit awkward trying to do that kind of matchmaking on that scale. But yeah, super exciting.
It sounds really great, though. I mean, because there's a lot of people who are kind of, I don't want to say turned off, but they're like nervous to get into the scene or to come to a big event like that. Because like, oh, it's a PvP event. Now I'm going to get smoked or like I'm going to get rubbed out. You know what I mean? It's like, but no, you just said it's not even that tremendously sweaty. Like you're not showing up expecting grand finals. It's just like, hey, dude, come on down. Let's play PvP. Let's meet each other. We all play this game together. Let's hang out. Let's have a beer. Let's do whatever. It just sounds really fun.
And we just instead of doing cash prizes and things, we give out trophies. So there's an amazing trophy company over here that designs specific Destiny-themed trophies for us. So they go to all the winners, and we kind of do it on a point system rather than like an elimination tournament, so it's a little bit less stressful, and yeah, it's really good fun. I mean, we did have a little bit of a problem last year with the really good comp players turning up and farming the guys that don't play too much. So we had to kind of kick the chairs of the I Am guys. Mm-hmm. They were playing Supremacy, and there's just this pile of about 50 crests sat there in the middle of the map. So we kind of had to give them a shove and be like, you might be able to finish this. So we've split it out a little bit now, so we've had that skill gap's narrowed a little bit in the event, so hopefully they'll enjoy it even more this time. Mm-hmm. With some luck.
Beautiful.
Nice!
Right on, man.
So where was
right
my on. Invite, though? Who's going to buy my ticket? I'm coming.
Didn't hear that part of the conversation.
I only heard I heard beers and Destiny, but I didn't hear when I got my plane ticket.
Yeah. The podcast to get hit up for a ticket, plane ticket. We're Twitch streamers, dude. We're all millionaires that have Lamborghinis and all that kind of stuff. So
we do.
Especially now you've got your new sub buttons and stuff. It's all
exactly.
Obviously, yeah.
It's literally
you get back to a millionaire, right?
Yeah. Honestly, my
two sub high works. Killing it.
Does anybody know how to stop my disc tray from printing money on my on my laptop? Because I can't see.
Why
to
can't
get
I
rid
hold
of
all these subs?
I don't need to throw money at the screen. The screen throwing money at me.
Yeah, I do.
I'd love to go, Matt. Honestly, like July and the summer months are always the most difficult months for me to get out here. It's like it's the best season for photo based work and wedding portraits and things like that. And that's what I've been running around. Like, I feel really bad. I haven't been able to catch up on any of the Destiny 2 related news or anything at the moment. And when I hear it's something that is that big going on in my hometown that has just been so amazingly organized and has so much going for it. I mean, if you're in the UK, that's the place to be for if you like Destiny and you want to go and meet some like-minded folk and get involved with an incredibly deep event that's ram-packed with all the good stuff. And you're having Destiny-themed cocktails, goddammit!
Nova bombs, dude. That's pretty Screw cool. Jaeger bombs. Nova bombs are happening.
Oh, Nova bombs.
You got a couple of names you can throw out for those themed cocktails? Yeah. I'm interested to hear.
There's actually a full list on Twitter. To be fair, like the Destiny community, God love them. You write something about Destiny, there's kind of barely any interest. You write something about cocktails and get like 100 responses. So we're going to do a little bit of a competition to try and choose the winner. Like Nova Bombs is a definite, and then we need to try and choose our long cocktail. But if you check out the Twitter account on that post, you'll see some pretty interesting creations that the guys have come up with. I'll try and dig a few out in the middle of the call. But
I love this. It's called Guardian Down as well. I think anyone who's old enough to stick around for that is definitely going down if there's Jaeger bombs and all kinds of stuff going on.
Nah, man, we did the same last year, and I don't even know Luke, who runs the CryptArch Twitter account. Like, he was in a bad way, man. Too many engrams for that boy. But it was good. It was great. It's such a comfortable environment. Like, we always do a charity raffle, and Bife did the charity raffle, and that was really cool. And like, people just don't get to meet these people. I mean, often behind a computer screen. So and they're always super friendly. So we always encourage people to go and say hello to them. So we don't do the whole meet and greet thing. We just kind of let everybody mill around and catch up with each other and grab drinks. It's a little bit more relaxed that way.
Yeah.
I think we're going to end up doing some kind of curry night on the Sunday too, because the farm obviously gets released at 6 p.m. UK time, which was supposed to be the end of the event. So we had to extend the event for an hour with the venue so people can actually go and visit the farm. So we're going to have like 24 consoles set up just to go and explore the social space.
With all this shit going on, I feel like I would roll in and not even play 5 minutes of Destiny.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Like, Fallout, how'd you do in the tournament?
There's a danger.
What? The Flip Cup tournament? I crushed it, man.
Destroyed.
Nailed it.
We were quite close to Amazon priming a load of ping pong balls and a table to the venue last year, just so we could play a beer pong tournament at the same time. So it's the community is so friendly, and I think people just enjoy that. I just like to have the opportunity to get in front of each other again, especially after Guardian Con. There's a lot of British guys that went to Guardian Con that are super excited about having something so near after that they can look forward to and kind of catch up with their friends again. So.
Absolutely.
It's all about.
I'm still riding that that wave of post Guardian Con sadness, where like I just want to go out with everybody again and hang out.
I just want to be able to see Fallout's face right by me. Hold on. It's too late for this event. I know. And Guardian Con has passed, and it's too late for that. But when is one of these events gonna have Trials of Osiris dodgeball tournament, where you have to make teams of three and you fucking elimination dodgeball against each other in
teams
rounds?
Teams of four,
all right? Teams of four now.
Teams
sorry,
of four.
Sorry.
Yeah, you gotta get
sorry.
Used to it, man.
I forgot. Ugh.
It's gonna be contested.
Gross. Gross. All right. I'm just saying. I need to IRL play some dodgeball against Destiny community members. That's all I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I want to hit Fallout in the face with a dodgeball. I would go down immediately. I've never lasted more than like 2 seconds in a game of dodgeball, but I want to play dodgeball against people.
Dodgeball 1v1. Fallout Mega Guardian Con. 2018, you heard it here first.
Dude, I'm a tryhard. There was a social league in New York that I played in.
Oh,
like,
God.
You go, you meet up with a bunch of people, you play dodgeball, and then afterwards, everybody goes out to the bar. And it was awesome. And I was super tryhard, man. I would show up with knee pads because nobody throws dodgeballs at the chest area because I'm going to catch that shit. They try to hit you by getting clever and throwing at your legs. You just drop down to your knees and the knee pads, boom. What are you going to hit now? Fucking nothing.
So you were literally Ben Stiller from the movie Dodgeball.
I was you.
Yes. That was you.
Purple Call out roots for him. My own blood. Fall out roots for him when you watch
it. Amazing timing.
I roll in with my entourage. Mega, maul me. And he fucking just ball.
Exactly. I'm always handling Fallout's balls. That's my life. Anyone want to move us on to a...
Well, I was going to say...
No, you sit there and you just
the sweet spot in the conversation.
You sit there and you live with what you said for a couple of seconds.
I've missed all the Destiny news, and I was kind of hoping that I was going to get briefed by a smooth, sexy voice, perhaps, maybe. A bit of a rundown.
Right, Mega, you're obviously the fount of information here, so he's calling for you to just get into everything we learn.
Well, there's going to be a beta. Get out of here, Ben. Yeah. Get the hell out of here, TBL. You talk. You're the talkie talker. You talk well, with the talkie talks.
Yeah.
Talkie talk.
We've gotten quite a bit of information about Destiny 2 over the past week. Of course, yep. The beta is coming out. It's starting on July 18th. That's a little over a week from now for you PS4 players who've pre-ordered. It'll be opening up on the Xbox One on July 19th, and then on the 21st for everybody else who hasn't pre-ordered the game. Pre-order it.
Yeah.
You want the extra time because it's ending on the 23rd.
If you're listening to this podcast, you're gonna buy it. Just pre-order it.
Buy it early.
You didn't make it 20 minutes into a Destiny-themed podcast on its 125th episode, and you're not fucking buy gonna buy it. No, you're gonna buy Destiny 2.
And if you're not gonna buy it,
stop it.
You're gonna watch Mega stream it.
Yeah. And you're gonna be like, this guy sucks. I should buy this game and kick his ass.
Mega, that's enough. I'm getting the text from Deej. He says enough. The check is cleared. So
we're good.
No more shilling for it. We got a lot of information about Destiny 2 over the past week. Little tidbits of stuff. We got our first exploration bit of the farm. If you guys don't know, IGN is running a series called IGN First, where they're taking like 20 or so episodes to just dive into a bunch of different Destiny 2 topics. And the first episode focused on the new social space, the farm. We got to get a good look at that, where we're going to be hanging up our hats and coats, as it were, as guardians. And we got to see nothing really spoilery in there. We got to see the Cryptarch, it's Tyrakar, and we got to see soccer. Football apparently is going to be a rather big feature of the tower, or of a, I'm still calling it the tower, the farm there. And just little bits of information like that. We also got a couple of interviews from Luke Smith. He talked about a few things. One might have caused some consternation in the community, in which locked loadouts are going to be a thing for some activities. Don't know if any of you guys have heard that.
Uh-huh.
We didn't get really too much information about it, but apparently some activities that we engage in are going to lock your loadout so that whatever you started with, you will not be able to change what you got equipped on.
I don't know if I like it. I'll tell you that much.
I don't like it.
We don't know how much if they're going to be doing that, how much they're going to be applying it.
Yeah. I can't imagine it would have huge application.
No. Yeah. I really doubt it's going to be like, oh, hey, you want to do Wrath of the Machine? Okay, great. Locked. Well, enjoy that fucking loadout. Because you ain't switching shit right now.
I wonder if people like Darkness Zone. So when you go into a Darkness Zone, that's when your weapons get locked.
I'm wondering if it's like a modifier or something.
Good point.
Yeah.
I can imagine it being some sort of special modifier, you know? Or who knows? Maybe it's Luke Smith and he's just trolling like he usually does. And he's talking about you have a locked loadout when you're playing football. So it doesn't matter.
Sure.
So we don't really know
there. Special perks. The soccer side of things in the farm.
They did it for Sparrow,
the Sparrow Racing
League.
Gear. Soccer gear.
That'd be interesting for PvP, though, wouldn't it? Possibly getting your loadout locked?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it would be.
That'd be really interesting.
Which is why I'd imagine maybe it's a modifier or something, because being able to change your loadout on the fly is pretty paramount to the kind of... Yeah, it's pretty important to the dynamic sort of atmospheres we have in Destiny. Strikes, for all the complaints of it just being go in, clear mob, they do require different weapons for different sections. You get into some sections where you're like fighting the Nexus, and shotgun's not going to do you a lot of good taking down the Nexus mine. You want a sniper rifle or something there. And getting locked into some content and not being able to change your loadout, that could be pretty interesting depending on where it's happening.
I'm sure you're going to be able to change at some point, like maybe if for trials, like at the end of every round, maybe you can quickly change or something. Or maybe it's like Call of Duty, where you have like maybe 3 to 5 preset loadouts. So I can't be like, oh, I'm going to switch. Let me open Destiny Item Manager, pick any gun I want out of the vault. But like maybe I have like 3 or whatever loadouts. Well, I'll take that one. I'll take the hand cannon loadout or something. I don't know. I'm just spitballing, but you know.
Could you imagine that in PvP? Oh, wow.
It might be crazy.
You gotta even more figure out what the meta is and just don't unequip the meta ever. When you go to the bathroom, while you're cooking your food, make sure you live and breathe the meta.
So the nothing meta will change for Fallout.
Nothing
all.
Will change.
Nothing. Yeah.
That's
fine.
I'm gonna roll with my Matador Pally.
Yeah, he's like, Palindrome isn't locked on to your character right now, that it's an unlocked loadout. What?
But I do hope that if that is the case, then you can switch in between rounds, because it would kind of suck if you would like go into trials, some games could be like theoretically over before they even start. You know what I mean? If you just couldn't change anything at all, because like, you go in with your loadout, and then they have some kind of strange anti-meta counter specifically designed to like fuck people like you, and you're like, well, this sucks. Like, there's nothing I can do now.
Pick the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I can't imagine they would lock you in for a whole match like that. That'd just be ludicrous.
Really weird.
Might inspire some variety there. You never know. I mean, teams of four. I mean, it's not going to be quite as...
You're our sniper. You're our shotgun rusher.
It's how it works in Halo, isn't it? You pick those guys with those skills. You fight for the power weapons, and then you play with that style, don't you? So maybe that's the way they're going. Bungie, after all.
Overwatch now.
More of a team-based recipe for success rather than being able to manage things so much on an individual basis. Itchy beard.
Did you get that looked at, dude?
Link, what else we got? What else we got, buddy? Keep it going.
Something else that's kind of been making the rounds this past week from another Luke Smith interview is the notion of handcrafted weapons, as they're calling it, and how that changes kind of the loot system and the way it works in Destiny. And of course, what they're talking about there is weapons are no longer, at least as far as we know, going to have random rolls. If, say, you get an Aes Luna, if that exists in Destiny 2, that Aes Luna is no longer going to be a gun that drops with 3 to 4 bubbles that have 20-something different options that you could get for your makeup. Mm-hmm. That Aes Luna will now always drop with the exact same roll. At least
casket
as far
mag.
As we know. It'll always be Casket Mag. Yeah. Every single day. They looked at Story's problem.
It's
they said,
shit before you've even shot it once. It's scrap. But
Wyszynski was like,
I'm actually...
Story's complaining about Casket Mag.
Yeah.
That he can never get anything without Casket Mag. We have a solution to this problem. Everyone gets Casket Mag.
Everyone gets screwed. No, I think...
Everyone gets it.
When I initially heard that news like on Twitter, I thought, that could be painful. But then I thought about, hang on a minute, I still haven't had any like rolls on weapons that I've thought, I want to try that. You know, like that experience of like getting a roll on a gun that is like super interesting or super powerful, there's few and far between in the 3 years that I've played the game. It's been such a slight experience. And while it's a shame that we're getting fixed rolls on guns, that excitement, I mean, I always felt excited. Maybe I'll get that Luna today. It's just the reality of it is you ain't getting nothing. Years pass. And I think minimizing that is a good thing. I just it's one of those things that you're gonna have to get your hands on and see how it's gonna play out, because I remember Luke Smith saying, how is it gonna be any different getting your 10th or 15th version of the same gun? Well, we're working on an idea that makes that, you know, a bit more applicable. And it's like, well, if the roles are the same, how are they going to do that? You know, what options are they going to be?
And, I mean, the chief complaint and argument against this that I've been seeing is that Destiny is a looter. It is a game that's about going out and getting tons and tons of loot and the way you can kind of mix and match and build that loot. But, really, this kind of addresses a problem that Bungie's been dealing with since the game launched. And that's that the loot in this game, the weapons... they come with so many tiers of RNG attached to them that it makes it kind of a really frustrating experience. And like I said, this is something that Bungie's been trying to tackle since year one. It's the reason why we got weapon rerolling in year one. Because take this for an example. The Crucible Quartermaster has the stopping power bounty. That is the hand cannon bounty. The reward pool for that bounty is all hand cannons. But there's like, what, 25, 26 different hand cannons in there? You want an Aes Luna. You have like a 1 in 25 chance of getting that Aes Luna. You want an Aes Luna with what? Rifled barrel, rangefinder, maybe luck in the chamber or something like that. Of all the perk options that are there, you have a 1 in 25 chance of getting that Aes Luna. You have like a 1 now in 3,000 chance of getting the roll that you want. There's so many different layers of RNG there that it can be a really frustrating experience, specifically like you're going to use you as the example there, Story, where you want this gun. This gun is a really good gun. It's a gun you're chasing. You can't get it because you can't get it to drop. And if you can get it to drop, it never drops with the roll that A, you want, and B, the roll that makes it viable because you need that range for hand cannons to work in Destiny. And that's a problem that Bungie's kind of been addressing for the past couple of years. And so you know, I can understand the argument that, hey, you don't want to streamline these weapons too much, because like Luke Smith said, how do you differentiate from your first Aes Sedaina and your 15th?
Yeah.
Having those random rolls on there, you know, is part of the loot grind. But on the other hand, you know, that extra RNG sucks. Yeah. It really sucks. Oh, and it's the reason why most raid weapons don't have random perks on them. It's the reason why your Fatebringer is always going to be the same roll. Your Vision of Confluence is always going to be the same roll. They tried random perks with, well, not really random, but, you know, a changing perk pool with King's Fall weapons. And who uses King's Fall weapons?
It's a really...
No, seriously, raise your hand.
Yeah,
I'm watching.
Well, yeah. Smite Meraine when it was good. When it was good before the nerf.
When it was good, yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch. So I can understand them wanting to, as they put it, have handcrafted weapons where this gun comes with this roll all the time. Because it gives them a couple of benefits in several different categories. A, it gets rid of that RNG factor. You don't need to worry about getting a crappy devil you know.
Yeah.
And B, it also helps them with their balancing. Because like they said, Luke Smith said in another interview, there's so many different Luke Smith interviews these past couple of years, but they're no longer going to be balancing weapons based on entire types. You're not going to be seeing entire class-wide nerfs anymore. Thank God.
Yeah.
They're able to tune specific weapons based on what they are. You know, if something's underperforming, they can give it a specific little buff. If something's overperforming, they can specifically tune that gun. And that's something we've needed for a very long time.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Can I just say something real quick?
Vetoed.
I feel like sometimes, you know, Bungie's in a lose-lose situation. It's never easy to be in the fucking spotlight. Never easy to be in the spotlight. And I say this knowing full well that I'll probably get labeled a dirty shill, as I've often been labeled in the past. Except for that one time when we had that episode where we were like, hey, let's bring up fair criticisms of things that we think Destiny 2 might be effing up.
Oh,
and I was like, Fallout, why are you such a bitch? Why are you being such
a complainer?
I was like, okay,
you can't win.
Okay, so with Bungie, like, we've been complaining for a long time that it sucks to grind for weapons. It sucks. Like, no one wants to play nothing but grindy, grindy, grindy to try and get that special, amazing god roll Aes Sedaina. You know what I mean? We just want the guns that we want. And I think this is a way of Bungie trying to be like, you know what? That really sucked. Let's not have people fucking do that shit. Let's have them get guns in a different way. Let's balance guns in a different way. Mm-hmm. When we do blanket balances, people don't respond kindly to that. And so they're trying these new tactics, and I feel like many people in the community are way too quick to label them as like, oh, they're trying to cut corners. They're fucking around. They don't know what they're doing. Yeah, they're not doing work. They're being lazy. Like, you can pick whatever you want, but I mean, the game's not out yet. I think it's fair to have potentially doubtful thoughts, but to just come out and be like, ah, oh, they don't know what they're fucking doing. It's like, it's not out yet. You know what I mean? Like, just give it a minute. When the game comes out, then we can make judgments.
Give it a second.
Like, I just feel like it's unfair to jump to conclusions so quickly. I think that they're trying to make a better game based on the feedback that we have given them.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's a good idea to judge the game on what it is when you can get your hands on it. That's when to make a judgment. To make a judgment in a kind of like a preemptive kind of state, you're either going to be super disappointed, wrong, or you might even be right, you know. But with this, like, weapons having fixed roles and stuff like that, for me, it's addressed what essentially was a very large problem for a lot of people, especially because I still believe this to the day, the more hours you sank into Destiny, the less the often you would get good rolls on things.
Diminishing returns.
Yes.
Speaking from experience here, story?
Yeah, I still believe that. So I think this is going to be... It's definitely a move in the... It seems to be a move in the direction to make things a little bit more rewarding with the time investment to reward ratio. However, if these really desirable guns or meta guns or whatever are incredibly hard to come by, the problem is still the same. So, I mean, what essentially made Destiny in the looter like characteristic was the fact that you were looking forward to the possibility of getting a god role on a something. That was part of Destiny's character.
Oh yeah, that's definitely part of
mm-hmm.
the
role.
And for me, like, I don't know, like, I mean, of course, I'm not a developer. I'm a consumer. I'm a customer. So like, I have a right to hype and complain against things like that. But like, my immediate reaction would have been, why not just increase drop rates on stuff? You know, like, have them a bit more easy to get. Or, as we've talked many times before, have a character like the gunsmith that enables you to chase after a specific weapon type that you want. I mean, maybe there is, hopefully, that, because that's, to me, as a consumer of games, going to see a man about a dog, a specific dog, and doing a load of work to get that dog sounds like a good mechanic to have in a game. You know, but I'm not completely opposed to the idea of fixed roles if they're, you know, like, I want to see what it's like. But ultimately, like, that was an attempt to address what was a really large problem, even if it meant taking away a huge chunk of what Destiny is to do it. So that was a really bold move, a very bold move.
I think
we hope.
Knock on wood.
I think we all went through this in year one, though. Yeah. I think that the big thing about drops in Destiny is like how excited you get. Like, we all remember the first time we got a Fatebringer or first time we got the Vex. And the reason they were so exciting when they dropped is because we knew what the roles were. Like, you knew the Fatebringer was going to be amazing because it had explosive rounds, Firefly, Outlaw. You knew all that kind of stuff. So it's trying to balance that kind of rarity with making sure you still get enough loot, and that's the difficult thing, isn't it? I don't know if you do that by having like two different hand cannons drop, maybe, or like a number of different weapons per raid, and then you get super excited when that rare one does drop, but you're still getting loot drops throughout that you're excited about, and you're still waiting for that bigger one. I think that might be
a way of finding a good balance, right?
Yeah,
because you want to have that special feeling if you get a gun and you're like, oh dude, I just got the fucking whatever. But you don't want to have people playing so like, here we are in hour 10 of the Fatebringer grind or something like that.
Yeah.
Trying to get that grasp of Malak.
Yeah.
I got my Fatebringer, but it had bloody casket mag on it. God damn it.
I didn't even know that was possible.
I didn't know that was possible.
So I almost believe that Story could get a Fatebringer with casket mag.
It could happen.
If any man could do it.
I will say, though, like, in defense of a lot of the naysayers and the doom bringers that are like very disappointed with the news, that there are like Bungie, for me, like, I love Bungie to bits. I seriously rate them as one of the best developers out there. They've really smashed so many boundaries with the first game, and they're going to do it again with the second one. However, they got the balls to be stingy. They've got the balls to do it. So this new system, I just cannot shake that. Are you going to be... it's like, there's so many things repeating for Destiny, like, one, like, a cutback of this. Because, let's face it, you can't release a game in all of its glory with every possible conceivable feature and application and, you know, like, quality of life. All of that's going to be released in time as it was with the first one. We're probably going to see a very similar unraveling of the red carpet and all that stuff. So, like, there is still a big part of me that thinks, it's going to be stingy as fuck, innit? It's going to be stingy as hell. You know, like...
As long as they don't take away planetary materials from the quartermaster.
Exactly,
that announcement goes out. You can no longer buy materials.
God. Some of those quality of life changes need to make their way to Destiny 2. Like, I do not want to have to farm planetary materials. That needs to be a thing I can buy with in-game cash or whatever.
I'd rather pay actual cash than run around Mars.
I
hope we have to farm them. 24-hour farming planetary material stream. Let's do it, guys. You know. All of us together.
Route, I quit. I'm done.
I'm done, bro.
You know.
But yeah, you know, there's definitely a valid argument there. Because, you know, getting that God World Matador 64 after a PvP match, that there's something primal about that. There's something that's just destiny about that. Like, I got that perfect IS Luna, baby. And so I can definitely understand the people who don't want to lose that, because, again, this is a looter game. It's all about the tons and tons of loot that you get. But I think if you were to balance it out, losing those layers of RNG that can be so frustrating, I think that's a better option there. And who knows, maybe they balance that out by just shoving way more weapons into the game.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how you get past that.
I mean, but, judgment has to be reserved for the product that we have kind of in our hands. Like, I think it's very easy to say, oh my God, they're doing so many things different, and this is like, this is wrong, and this is wrong. I get that. Like, there's a lot of people that are like, whoa, this news that's kind of unraveled, this is really disappointing. I'm really worried about this. That's fine, man. Like, seriously, like, people aren't stupid. They can put like two and two together. It looks like it might be such and such, A, B, C, whatever, but like, I don't know. It's very easy to get wrapped up in that. So just
I'm viewing it like I'm viewing it like a Bob Ross painting. All right, we have a little snippet of the painting. Right, we've seen a bush here, a line there, a dab there. Yeah, but Bungie knows the whole painting in their head. Right, we hear fixed gun rolls. I'm thinking, okay, I'm just comparing it Destiny 1 with fixed gun rolls, but I'm thinking ruined over here, but it's fucking Bob Ross, baby. He's going to go ahead and just slather that line into a tree, something magical up his sleeve, maybe. I don't know. All I know is I haven't seen the whole fucking painting yet. Yeah. It might be a marvelous painting. I can't judge really it off of these four little lines that they've given to me.
It's a good point, man, because like, there's a very strict corporate criteria with what information can be released at what time frame. Mm-hmm. So, like, some of the devs could be chatting about something, brewing something up, and then Activision like, no more talking about that. But I've already planted this seed. They're going to think that something's going on if I don't tell them the next bit. There's a dessert coming. I need to tell them pudding is coming. And Activision like, no, not until the 28th. You know, so there's, like, definitely a time frame of work there. So that's another thing to be aware of, I think.
And their marketers are geniuses. I work in marketing day to day. And the amount of free press they can get by dropping something moderately controversial just to start a conversation. Yes. Like, they think through it. Like, they're clever people, for God's sake.
That's a legitimate tactic, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's interesting to see what they do with that and how little information they do actually share and let the speculation happen. Just because it gives them more traffic and it gives them feedback. And if they're still in the development phase with a few things, which I'm hoping they're not at this stage, it gives them a chance to tweak things too, so... Keep making noises. They want you to.
Either way, no matter how you feel about it, I think it's silly to make judgments before the game is our lovely hands.
Yes.
But it could be shit. Yeah, it could be shit. It could be so bad.
Yeah. But we hope it's good. But it could be shit.
I don't like it.
Couple months later, we might say that I don't like it, or I do like it. We'll see.
That's how it's gonna. Destiny 2 is gonna release. This podcast is gonna open on all of us silently sitting for a minute, and it'll just be. I don't like it.
This is the final episode of Planet Destiny.
A whole new team next week.
Next week. That's
it. Enjoy the game.
Was I the only one who was kind of chuckling a little bit when Bungie put out that tweet where they were like, here's the trailer for the D2 beta, and they did like a little text. They're like, yeah, you can do this. You can do the first mission. You can do a strike. You know, you can do one of the brand new PvP modes. And then like all the replies were like, that's it, man. We already saw all of that from the D2 reveal. Like, okay, first of all, 99% of you commenting on this didn't play. Are you telling me that if they release literally exactly what came out of the D2 reveal, are you going to sit there and look me in the eyeballs and tell me that you're not going to fucking hop on and play that beta because you're a dirty, dirty liar?
Dude, if they literally... I did play it, and if they literally released...
I want to play it again.
Yeah. If they literally only released it, I would fucking play it all week still. I don't care. Don't you? It was fun.
Example of being,
lie to me, internet.
There's a perfect example of being in a place that you can't win. Is if they'd have had too much stuff, then you'd be revealing too much of the game.
Yeah,
but
can't win.
Let us not forget what a beta is for. It's a stress test. It's not to give everyone a taste of the product. That's like that's of course that's on the menu, but it's not at the top. The main course is to stress test environments and to
make
check
sure the shit works.
The launch is going to actually function, you know. So yeah.
And not for nothing, it's not only what we saw at the D2 reveal.
Yeah,
it's not like if you just took 2 minutes to read what they wrote on the website to be like, "Oh, there's more." Like the Arc Strider. I haven't played the Arc Strider. Mega, have you played the Arc Strider?
Sure shit haven't, Fallout.
Okay. There's the fucking Captain America Sentinel. Has anyone played the Sentinel?
Not unless you work for Bungie.
Unless you work for Bungie.
We're getting Control, right, for PvP. We get Control.
Mm-hmm. We get Control. We get another game.
It's not even been seen yet. So I'm assuming we're getting a new PvP map with that too, right? Is it Endless Veil?
Mm.
Do we?
Isn't there two maps? There's going to be two maps in the beta.
Endless Veil was the one that was designed for Control, wasn't it?
Yeah, they said their maps are specifically designed for different modes, so it makes sense to me.
Yeah, so we have Midtown and Endless Veil. Seems to be the two that are getting banded around. So.
Yes, I'm super excited.
I want to spend more time on the map that I'm familiar with, so I can bash people's heads together.
That's
with
all
no
Fallout. Fallout,
looking for those
Fallout
head glitches.
Fallout took all these pictures and built a scale replica of the fucking map, and he's been looking for his best lanes.
Yeah. I had Bridget Nick design me
this
a Lego.
Is a lane.
Making notes of all the names of the call out places. Right, that's called shops. That's called crates.
But yeah, gosh, it just made me giggle a little bit, like the extreme. I feel like people like sometimes just go out of their way. To
look for
upset,
something to complain
to
about, yeah.
Let them
know on the internet. No,
let
no.
There's one thing you're never going to stop folks complaining. Some people just live to complain. They love to complain, even if it's great. They just want to complain. But the worst thing about there's something worse than just folks complaining, and that's folks complaining about folks complaining. So
that's true.
Now we're getting deep into the middle.
Shit. Oh man.
What we love
first,
to complain
the complainer
about
or the egg of the complainer. You know? So let them complain.
So I think what you're best saying is let them be in their corner.
But yeah,
let them be. You're gonna play it anyway.
I don't
you're
feel like we've
play
gotten
the beta anyway.
Yeah. I don't feel like we've gotten to talk enough about how excited I am to play the Sentinel when it comes out.
I'm
watching your streams only. Beautiful. In fact, I'm not even gonna play the beta. I'm gonna watch Mega play it. Instead,
there it is. Story's going to watch me, so he's not spoiled on any high-level gameplay mechanics at all or how to properly play.
No.
I want to watch Fun Police, our good friend, Shake play it.
Yeah.
And I'm actually, there's like there's a part of me, obviously, that wants him to go in and just crush people.
Yes.
Like, kill it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's also like a really tiny part of me that wants the Sentinel to be like a terrible subclass. Shake is like, my identity. What do I do?
I mean, I don't want to say anything negative about Shake, but I'm sure at least.
Is that negative?
I'm saying my own thing. I'm sure in the early stages he might have some bitching to do about changes in the subclass. Just
not
knowing
our Shake.
Not our Fun Police.
Some
he would never
Shake.
Do that. He's always just the pinnacle of, you know, optimism in the community, I'm sure.
We love him.
We do. I do love Shake. He's not going to listen to this. It's fine. You're not going to listen to this, bitch. 1v1 me.
1v1.
But, you know,
Just in case anyone here who's listening doesn't know, here's what's going to be in the beta.
Yes.
We've got Homecoming. That's the first story mission. Mm-hmm. Control is going to be available as a, you know, PvP game mode. The Inverted Spire Strike is going to be available. The subclasses Dawnblade, Arcstrider, and Sentinel. So all the three new subclasses are going to be available and ready to play. And for 1 hour on the last day, you're going to be able to go to the social space, the farm, and kick the soccer ball.
I'm the chicken.
Feel good until
and
you
play
I'm telling
chicken.
You, that whole
get,
1 hour, come to my stream. We're having a soccer tournament in that 1 hour. Let's do it. Fallout, you want to fight me? You want
to
make
come
a team?
Come to my stream. We're having Let's a chicken it. Tournament.
Chicken. Make it like a real soccer tournament.
Yeah.
Several hours long, all games ending 0-0.
That's the
just
way
a little
it
bit
works.
Of American shade. I realize I have two non-Americans here. I'm going
you're
into
get
dangerous
mauled.
Waters.
You're
going
to get mauled if you're not. I'm not with him.
I can see them. They're already preparing their superior European snark. It's firing up, baby.
Brits are very good at containing their inner rage. So we're just going to let it simmer for a little while. You'll hear
silently
it in like 3 weeks' time.
That
will come at you on social media together after formulating a plan.
Fallout's going to hear a knock on his door in 3 weeks. He's going to open it. He's just going to get slapped by a white glove. And then he's going
to... You, sir, are
challenged. I challenge you to a duel.
Challenged.
If I can get a hole also, across the water, I'll do it.
Something else that I think is really funny that Bungie wanted to get ahead of, kind of to curb some of the complaining, they also gave us what we're not going to be getting in this beta. For anybody who read the This Week at Bungie for this week, we're not going to be getting clan support. Mm-hmm. We are not going to be getting any sort of character progression. So just like the Destiny 1 beta, the character that you play as in the beta is going to be completely separate from what you have later on, and there will be no continuity. So
yes,
the character you make isn't going to be going on into the
I don't know why folks think that it would. I mean, you get we get an emblem. There is a you played
There is an emblem.
Yeah, I saw that. That's great.
One of those.
But like, why would you want your character? On a beta. What? How would it even carry on into the game? I don't know.
Just do it. You just copy and paste the story. You just do it, idiot.
Sorry, man. I love you.
You even make games. You idiot.
I was reading that, and I was thinking to myself the same thing that you just said. I was like, why would they need to clarify that? Like, who's expecting, like, the game's like, oh, my beta character?
It's always asked, though. Every time.
It's always asked, yeah.
One point, I reckon the easiest answer is usually the most likely, and that is that there must have been a day and an age where playing a beta would mean that your character continued, and people must have got acclimatized to this and they got used to it. Perhaps that happened in another dimension. It didn't happen in our world. I'm not sure.
It's like the Berenstain thing.
Yeah.
Alternate realities.
That's the dimension.
But Link is right. It's preemptive butt covering. It's like when I'm doing raffles on my Twitch, I've gotten to the point where I get every clarification out of the way. I'm like, okay, the raffle's going on now for exactly 4 minutes. Here's exactly how you enter. You have to be following. Yada, yada, yada. Please have your card ready. Or like if I'm doing carries with somebody else, like Fun Police or Shake or AK. I'm like, okay, the raffle isn't here. The raffle is in AK's chat for the next 4 minutes. We're pulling the raffle there. The raffle is not here. If I hear anyone complaining, I don't want to hear it. Mods, remove the comment because like you have to cover your butt out of the way because people will complain, I guess. Like, I think it's a smart move that Bungie is just like, yeah, here's what you're not getting. Not getting any of this. I don't want to hear it.
Stick
with
it.
I'm a bit concerned why they're so quiet about the Voidwalker subclass. I bought this purple t-shirt for a reason. I haven't even heard anything yet. It upsets me.
I'm worried about that, man.
Keep the faith.
I don't think we're going to be disappointed. All of the classes.
I hope they're gone forever.
No.
How do you make that super roaming
to
though?
Fight the burgers, not join the
like
mega
walking gravity black hole that like pulls things towards you and throws mini nova bombs or something. I don't know. Are they going to have to change it a lot?
They're changing it to a huge deposit. It's purple gravy and it goes in a bowl and you get to sip it and you get a slight buff to your armor stats that for about a microsecond.
Delicious gravy.
And that's it. The purple gravy. And there you go.
We spoke about this in a previous episode. We've noticed that all the roaming supers that we've seen thus far
all the
one-shot supers that we've seen thus far from Destiny 1 got turned into roaming supers. So, Striker is now a roaming super. And we don't really know what's going to be happening with Voidwalker. Anubis, what do you think? Do you think they're going to change it so that it's roaming or...
I think so. I mean, I think they'll probably just change it to what they did with the Striker. But I don't know how they add the movement ability. That's the problem. Because if you have a roaming super, you need to be able to get around the map. So I think they might even bring Blink into the super. Mm-hmm. So instead of having it as a normal perk, so you can blink around the map with like mini Nova bombs, maybe. Like a little teleports or something.
Now we're clearly talking nonsense because Blink is... Bungie doing anything with Blink anymore? Come on, get out of here.
Yeah, but for a super, shoulder charge was bullshit, wasn't it? That's why they put that into the super. Like a lot of the perks have been put into little baskets where it's a bit more appropriate, where people complain less. So maybe Blink's one of those that will fall into that category. But
I like the term putting it into the basket. That's quite a delicate term. That's quite beautiful. Thank you very much.
What about you guys? Have you got any hopes and dreams for it? What do you want to see?
Let's get them all out of the way so we can be disappointed when they don't come back.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we'll start the Nova Bomb. Three-shot Nova Bomb. You get three of them. They just have smaller area of effect. So boom, boom, boom. Whole team wiped.
I want it to be now. It is... if you ever played Perfect Dark, it's the rocket launcher that you can remotely control. So when you shoot the Nova, you just go first person Nova and control it around the fucking map. That's what I wanted to be.
You could hide behind that wall on Battlefield 4 that caused community unrest, endless amounts of community unrest. Oh my god.
That you were safe in the sky.
I want you to enter the void.
I can feel the kilobytes from all the forum posts at this point.
Oh my god.
I can feel
Could you imagine that with lag? I was nowhere near that Nova Bowl.
That would be great for like a random montage, like every only clips from like the Nova Bomb cam going, and it's like some people seeing it and like, oh shit, they turn and run away and just slams.
See, I'm over here just thinking machinima mode. I'm like, there's gotta be a way I could use that as a camera. There's gotta be a way. I'm ready.
Think about roaming supers, montage has just got 10 times more interesting. Like one Nova bomb or one slam that isn't cool to watch, but one guy charging around the map, slamming three people, and then charge another guy off the map is much better to watch. So, free from that side of things, it'll be a step in the right direction.
Yeah, man, me popping fist and then dying without hitting anyone is going to be way better. Way better to watch than like getting four people.
I like the idea of picturing Bungie sitting around a conference table. We need to make supers more montage.
We're not getting enough movie of the week submissions.
Yes. How do we make Fist of Havoc danker? More dank, more lit.
I like to imagine Deej comes in the room with like two hot blonde chicks and sunglasses, and he's like, they want it to be more dank. Like, that's what he does.
That's why he gets paid the big bucks, you know? Exactly. He understands us.
Should we open up for questions? Should
yes,
we perchance open up?
As long as I can ask the first one.
Yeah.
Do it.
Did anyone play Iron Banner this week?
Yes,
what Iron Banner's on is it?
I did actually.
I am hit rank 5 in your Triumph book, believe it or not. I've got 4.5 like 10 times. So I'm about to do it this week.
What mode is it? I don't even know.
Mayhem Clash.
Oh, wow.
My God. Gunslinger's ready.
Play that then.
It's good fun for the first 3 or 4 games. And then,
I've been going in with my Gunslinger because that's the only way I enjoy myself in Mayhem Clash. Yes,
exactly.
Through other people's suffering.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be afraid to be a golden spam bot. Don't
energy
be afraid.
Drain on a Void Walker in Mayhem's hilarious. Have you grenade like literally every second if you get a kill?
That's funny, yeah.
Just literally
summon up like manacles and just throw them into like
exactly.
a group of people.
Turn it into a purple rave.
So yes, some questions, chat. If there's any on Twitter.
Question, please.
It could be non-Destiny related if you like. Want to throw that into it?
Absolutely.
Ask any question that you like.
Boxers or briefs.
AMA starting right now.
What color pants do you wear on
your head? Question for Anubis.
Do it.
Ooh, go. I'm excited.
I was going to say, so do you have anything coming else down the pipe for UK events? And if not, that's okay. For other than Get Wrecked. It's just like, I feel like from the vibe that you've pitched to us, like people seem to enjoy it. You know what I mean? Really enjoying that kind of thing. Anything else planned at all?
Yeah, so we kind of started playing around with smaller events. So we did a raid race event not too long ago, which was actually a gaming arena. Yes. So one of the main game suppliers over here has started building gaming arenas underneath the stores. So there's one in London that's got 48 setups. So you can just get yourself down there. They sell like American candy and overly sugary snacks and all that kind of stuff, and just kind of play games together. So we kind of experimented with a few different formats, and the Raid Race one was something we did fairly recently. So what we might do is probably run Get Wrecked every 6 months or so, depending on what the demand is, and then in between we'll do these smaller events and like small community things too. We talked about even just doing like Destiny theme park trips and things like that, or trying to get a coach together and doing trips over to Gamescom in Germany and things like that. So just trying to keep the community engaged.
Come and visit the Finnish countryside and visit Uncle Story.
For some pickled fish and sadness that happens in Finland.
That's a good call, though. I've seen a lot of Destiny meetups just like popping up all over, you know, America. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, like out there in Chicago, I think She Snaps did a Destiny community meetup, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But,
this is probably the best time for me to pitch my Destindy convention that we're doing in Indiana. All right, we got Lulu Soccer is also a Hoosier. Lives about 2 hours away, so we're planning it. All right, it's gonna happen. All you Hoosiers out there, come hit us up, baby. this will never actually happen. I don't have the planning power. I'm clearly not the man that Anubis is. I cannot do this.
It's
is there
fun,
any
man.
Get Wrecked related Christmas events that perchance I might be able to sneak on into? Because
I'm sure we could try and work something out for you.
Yeah, there was one. It was quite later on in January, though. It was like way after the usual Christmas period.
Yeah, yeah. So dates aren't really fixed. It kind of, our events tend to fit with where the content is. So we kind of drop the events after something fun happens, so everyone gets excited again, and obviously we sell more tickets and everyone kind of gets together.
Yeah,
I'm sure with Destiny 2 we can do it much more frequently, just because the community will be so much more engaged. But like, it's not a stressful thing to organize, dude. Like, this community is so nice, and like, everyone gets behind you, and it's a very weird situation where no one really wants to compete with you per se. They just want to get behind you and help you do everything you can to make it successful, which, coming from a corporate world, is quite a nice feeling. So
man,
we talked about bringing it to US. I was chatting to Farcog about this the other day, about doing Get Wrecked over in the US, just to see if the format works for you guys too. So I might try and do something on the East Coast sometime, because it's a little bit easier for me to get to. So
do it.
Yeah,
here
you go. I come to New York. I got a free couch for you to crash on, my friend.
Yeah, well, New York's probably the East Coast, the primary area, because obviously Farcog's in that area too. Farcog's set up there. And in terms of the climate, most of the Brits will be able to survive up there, as opposed to Florida, where I think we lost at least half of the community.
It's a little warm down here.
No more Florida. No more.
But yeah, I know we're all going to come to GuardianCon next year and moan about the weather even more, but still.
I'll be right there with you. I'll be right there with you. Don't worry.
How does your beard cope in that humidity?
It's not easy. It's not easy. Yeah.
Did you get any dye on your shirt? Sweat. Was it coming off?
No, it was not. Although, if you stay in a hotel in Tampa, Florida, and your white towel has a little bit of a pinkish hue to it, that's this guy. That's this guy. Pink hue, baby. Pink hue. That was all me. Yes.
Embrace the hue. Here's a really good question from J&L. What kind of content is Planet Destiny planning with Destiny 2 coming? Same old or new stuff? Well, there is actually some new creators that are going to be joining the pool. I would say they're going to be bringing their own styles and flavors. That's great. There is a new weekly show coming as well, Grenades and Horseshoes, on Wednesdays as well. So there is plenty. I would say expect more of the same and a little bit extra new stuff as well thrown in.
Well, of course, because a lot of the content you'll be seeing is going to be based on what Destiny 2 has to offer. We don't know everything that's in the game right now.
Yep.
And so, you know, the stuff a lot of people come to PD for is still going to be coming. The guides, the walkthroughs for how to get stuff going. But, yeah, expect old and new alike, because it's a brand new game, brand new experience, and we've got some brand new people working on it.
Yeah, man.
Yeet.
Hi.
I've got one question that really has been... the community has kind of been posting to me for the past week or so, and it has to do with kind of a lot of things going on with Destiny 2. It encompasses the change to weapons, with we talked about already, but the change to PvP and a lot of things. And the question, I guess I could simplify it as, do you think Bungie is making the game a little bit too excessive for casual play? Do you think it's a little bit too accessible for the more casual fan? I've had a lot of people asking me about how they're making things a bit more easy for people to get into, and whether or not that's going to shorten the grind of a loot-based game like this, and whether that's a good thing or not. Trying to put it to you the simplest way I can think of.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's really easy.
Is the game becoming too casual? Yeah, there you go.
It's very easy to bash at the moment. It's very easy. All the information and tidbits that we've been given, it has become very easy to doubt, I think. But again, I would, as we've said many times, reserve the judgment until you actually get to play the game and then put the feedback on it, because there's a lot of crypticness. There's a lot of being vague. Bungie are famous for like their vague, descriptions of things like that. And of course, there is the glaring obviousness as well, and that is that most people that play video games are casuals. That is the huge demographic. These are people that have, you know, a job, maybe more than one job. They've got families, they've got kids to support. They can't play all day long, you know. That's what the majority of people that join the community are. They're you know, tremendously busy people. You know,
not everybody is us.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody is a streamer who has plenty of time to play this game, or whose job it is to play this game.
And in many cases, it's got to be said that a lot of people that play games full time have got like various mental issues as well. Like gaming is a great gateway for people with social problems and, you know, like mental instabilities, like depressions and all kinds of stuff. It's like a huge recovery process for a lot of folk. And, you know, of course, they play a lot more hours than your average person that's got, you know, full-time jobs and who is 100%, you know, like healthy and capable and stuff like that. So it's like there's a lot of negativity, potential negativity out there based on the information that we've seen already. And I'm not going to like poo-poo any of that or discount it, but just wait. Hang on, fams.
Hang on, baby.
Hang on.
Because ultimately, they are making the game more accessible to new players because it's a sequel. They're looking to widen that audience, and making the game more accessible to casual play does exactly that. It widens the audience. It makes it so that people who aren't so hardcore into Destiny can come in, have a good time, get the rewards that they're trying to get out of this looter game, and ultimately stay with the game rather than say, I've been running strikes for an hour and a half and I haven't gotten anything. I'm done. I'm out. And that's having more people play your game and enjoy it, I wouldn't say is necessarily a bad thing, especially in Bungie's case when it comes to Destiny 2. But yeah, it's one of those ultimate, we have to wait and see kind of things.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that. I'm excited. I'm ready for it.
If they manage the content stream, it won't be an issue. I'd much rather have a lot of accessible content than not a lot of really difficult content for casual players. I think something we can all enjoy is the key, isn't it?
We've got a social looter shooter on our hands, basically, and that's what it is, a social experience, which is why we've seen quite a lot of reluctance to go down the very competitive route, because it does appeal to a much smaller, you know, field. I think there's no harm in catering for as many different flavors and tastes and shapes and sizes of gamer, for sure, but like they do have to address what the dominant demand is first and foremost. So, and that kind of news for a lot of us that, you know, play games a hell of a lot and really want to, you know, explore, especially becoming more skilled and rewarded for being skilled.
Wanted to put that time in.
Yeah, like that, for those kind of players, I would say, yeah, you've got a right to complain. You've got a right to be a naysayer. You've got a right to be negative because we're not on the list, you know, that we're not on the list for
the game's not balanced for us.
No.
Yeah.
And it's tough because the better you get, the worse your experience can be, especially if you're sandwiched between Russia and Sweden, you know, in a Sweden-Russia sandwich in this part of the world, as I'm sure many of you would agree. But yeah, just hang in there, man. That's all you can do is hang in there. Let's play the game. And don't judge it on the beta. The beta is literally a stress test of varieties. And we're getting like a tiny, which is good. This is a good thing that we're getting a small amount of the game to play in the beta. It's a taste. Okay. A small taste and a test. So there you go.
Looking forward to seeing what emotes they have in the beta.
Yeah,
emote game is strong.
Yeah, man.
There'll be so many montages of that handstand into a snipe.
I want to create more of them as well. Like, you know, like I want a palette of emotes to be able to like.
Oh my gosh!
Imagine it.
Oh my gosh!
How do you move the hitbox around with that handstand one? Like headshotting somebody, you have to like aim for the balls or what? Otherwise, like
aim for the shins.
OP dodging mechanism.
Wait, it requires bad aim to hit them? I've got this. All right.
There you go.
Yeah. We've talked before about our greatest quality of life improvement or our wish list for Destiny 2. I would love an emote wheel more than anything as somebody who does a lot of emoting in my time. It would be marvelous. Yeah. Or access to my access to just the emotes. Like I don't need access to all of my gear when I'm not at the tower and stuff like that, or the farm or whatever. If I could just pull all my emotes onto the character somehow, or just be able to grab them no matter where I'm at, because I hate having to leave and go to the tower and go back to when we're filming.
I don't know why
stuff.
Emotes take inventory space.
I don't know either.
Do you have limited memory? Do you not? I forgot how to do the Charleston. Let me get in the tower.
Let me reach into my backpack and get this memory. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah,
probably one of the odd things for immersion there. But what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
I think it's probably time to wrap things up, though, because Matt's got to be up for work.
Overrated. Yeah. It's all good. And don't worry about it.
I've
got
to piece together the podcast.
It's a rare opportunity to hang out with you guys. So.
Yeah, man.
Happy to have you here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. I really enjoyed it.
I just realized you've got a name that is just so screams gunslinger. Matty the Kid. I mean, come on.
Oh, maybe it does.
I'm going to have to adapt my future accordingly.
Yeah, man. Gunslinger. Absolutely. But yes, anyway. Link, do you want to take us away with a beautifully smooth business? You're probably thinking, no, sure. I do this every week and I'm pissed off. Someone else could do it. You're just too good at it, man.
Well, yes. A big congratulations and thank you to Mr. Anubis for all the successful things you do for this community. You are a fantastic pillar among us all. Around
thank you,
applause.
Gentlemen.
Thank you so much for joining us for this week's podcast, man. It was great having you here.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks very much. And we'll make sure we get plenty of posters and pictures about the event as soon as it's done with in a couple of weeks' time. And hopefully we'll see some of you Yankee Doodles over for the next one.
Yes, sir. Right on. It was a pleasure having you here.
And again, make sure to check him out on AnubisGaming.com. Get Wrecked 2 coming up when?
22nd, 23rd of July. So AnubisGaming.com is the website. Anubis Gaming on Twitter and Twitch and everything else. So the only funny thing is the zeros are actually the number zero, not O's. So that can confuse things.
Because you're MLG Pro. So you got to put the zeros in there instead of the O's.
The funny story about that.
Well, it's because he was unwilling to even have the word noob in his name, so he put zeros in there because he knows he's not
so
a noob.
Diametrically
it's actually one of the inspirations of the name. That's right. But yeah, so you can find all the information there, but any questions, our DMs are open and stuff anyway, so we always welcome questions and things, so hit us up, sure.
Right on.
Beautiful.
Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for episode 125 of the Planet Destiny podcast. Like I said at the start of this, we are a little over a week away from the official launch of the closed beta for Destiny 2. I can't wait for it. It's going to be a good time, and hopefully in the future we'll be back to talk to you guys about it. But before we get on out of here for this week, we are going to let you guys know where you can find us across the internet and what we've got coming up. Mr. Anubis, we're going to start with you. We just gave you a shout out, but you're getting another one. Take it away, baby. Where can they find you?
So Anubis Gaming on Twitter is our main social media engagement. Anubis Gaming on Twitch, so we'll be streaming a little bit up to the event if you want to grab some information live from us. And AnubisGaming.com is where you can buy tickets and merchandise and all that kind of stuff. We've got full details about our events, news articles, all that kind of stuff as well, about who's supporting us. So come and say hello.
Beautiful.
Right on.
I will.
Mega. You got funny stuff.
Just go to find the funnies at the Husky Raid, and then you go to the Twitch and you type in the Husky _ Raid, and then you can see me be bad at the game, and occasionally call Fallout a knob. Hey, knob, where can we find you?
YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter, Fallout Plays, one word. Story, where they find you?
Sitting behind this desk and this chair. That's where you can find me. Twitch.tv/StoryMachine. It's spelled out like that down there. You can see it. It's right there. I'm going to be continuing with the secret of Monkily Island. Monkily Island this week.
Monkily Island.
Do you remember that in the 90s?
Great game.
Come and play that great with game. Me. I'll be playing it more this week. But I'm also going on holiday on Wednesday until Sunday. So, Link, you'll need to do the Zer video on Friday and maybe hosting the podcast on Sunday. I might be back, though, but I'll send you a message. But I will be in a dark zone. It'll be no internet or anything like that. So,
no response.
Yeah, he's got a locked loadout. He can't do anything.
Locked loadout. Can't stream with a locked loadout.
Yeah.
TB, where can we find you?
Well, of course, you can find me pretty much everywhere on the internet, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all at The Black Link. You can also find me at pretty much all of Planet Destiny's things, too. So YouTube, Planet _ Destiny, Twitch.tv/Planet_Destiny. This week, the IGN First Series is going to be continuing, so we're going to be having coverage of that coming out all throughout the week. Tomorrow, by the time you're probably watching this, today, July 10th, they are actually going to be talking about PvP. And I think they said they've got a new PvP game mode they'll be showing off at some point in time in the future. But I know tomorrow, the 10th, is definitely going to be IGN First PvP episode. So make sure you tune into that. Make sure you tune into Planet Destiny. We will be having wrap-up videos with everything we learn about that series moving forward. But yeah, you know the same for me. We stream Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, big stuff. We do big, fun things in Destiny. Raid carries for viewers. Goofy Nightfalls, where all we get is 3 of coins, because that's, of course, all I ever get. 3 weeks in a row, 3 of coins. Every single freaking week, and I'm getting tired of it, Bungie.
God,
I'm tired of it. Look at me, Deej.
I swear.
You need that
Bungie.
Christian Vanguard shell, man. That's what you need.
Oh, another Vanguard
look,
shell.
I swear, 2 more months of this, and I'm not playing Destiny ever again if I don't get better loot. I'll give you two more months of trying.
Yeah, we get the Xbox exclusives in October. They've got to stay around for that.
Yeah, I can finally get Jade Rabbit on Xbox.
Ooh, baby. I'm going to do it. I'm going to sign on. I'm going to fucking get Jade Rabbit just because.
Just
bastards.
To say you have it. I got you, fam. But all right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for episode 125 of the Planet Destiny podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. We love your faces, and we will see you next week.